Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone. It's Hando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host today from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is August the 16th, very important day. 2018, we have a live show for you today. So happy to be back on air with our new time. Our new time will be 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 Central, and that would be 8 Pacific a.m. in the morning, just because my schedule is just so darn busy. I had to do that in order to be able to do some of the things I need to do. And Scotty was more than happy to oblige. I love Black Talk Radio Network. I love you guys. I missed you guys. So this is our new time. And how we'll do it, we have the option, we can sometimes do a two-hour show. If we have callers and there's interest in conversation about some things that we're talking about, we'll definitely use that. We will bring you the show, and this is what we'll do. Is that we'll do what's in the news, we'll go to our main or whatever we're going to be talking about, and then we'll open up the call lines, and you can give us a call. The number is 704-802-5056, but I know that's going to be changing, and I think it already changed, but I got to look back at my notes with
Actually,
Scotty had
I'm think sorry,
it's been changed,
Dave.
So we need to.
I'm sorry, Dave, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, you sound a little bit different than you normally sound on the evening. You sound kind of muffled, man.
Okay.
We can hear you, but it's just not as clear as what I'm used to hearing from you. But good morning to you and the listeners. But no, the number isn't going to change. I had to reconsider that because we're not able from those other conference lines to make telephone calls out from the board. And I kind of like that, you know, when I'm bringing guests
right.
on and stuff, there's a certain level of professionalism when you can call your guests and what have you. So I'm just cutting something else in the budget, and we're going to keep the line.
Okay, and I'm going to change my my mic. I have a different mic, Scotty, so let me change that mic so that that muffled sound will go back to what we had before. One second. Is that a whole lot better, Scotty?
Yes. Yes, it is. Thank you.
Say something real quick, Scotty.
Oh, I said, yes, it is, Dave. That's a lot better.
Okay. Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah, sorry about that. I actually, let me turn everything up here. Had to change some things. Had to get a new phone and everything else. And so things changed, but I went back to my old mic, and yes, I can, it's a whole lot. I think I was hearing a lot of background muffling myself. It wasn't comfortable for me. So this is comfortable. Okay, great. So, hey, everyone, we have a great show for you today. My man Scotty dropped a bomb on me just before we went on air, and we're going to carry listen to a little video and carry a little conversation about something that I think is immensely important for the overall human species. And it was something that Scotty had carried and talked about on BTR News, and I'm so glad that he mentioned it, because I think it's extremely, extremely important. So we're definitely going to get into that as well today, and then we're going to get into some very, very important stuff that's going on. So let's hurry up. Let's get into the show. And once again, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Our numbers are the same, but our hours have changed. We're now at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 a.m. Central, and 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time is where you can find us from now on. And looking forward to being able just to provide you more and to be able to not miss shows. If I possibly can, and the only way I could do that is by putting in the morning, and then so that's what we're doing there. All right, so we're going to get into what's in the news, but before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Please make a donation to the network and become a member in the BTR community. It's a social media network platform that the network has put together for your social media engagement and activities. And you can do that by going to BTR Community, sign up for $24 a year. $24 a year gets you in, and you can post things that you think are relevant, important, that need to be spread, give more public exposure. You can comment about different things, and it's the only place that I post. www.btrcommunity. And that is where, for $24 a year, you support the network and have a more holistic social media engagement than you would otherwise on Fedbook and everything else, okay? Because they're exploiting and using you and not giving you really any benefit, immensely exploiting you. So definitely do that. Also, it is time, really. Everyone, especially from today's show, will cover that. You really need to move into precious metals, even if you can only buy an ounce of silver. That is going to be better than anything else. I was always been concerned when the price of silver drops a lot, not when it goes up, and we'll get into that. But listen, here's the key. You need to acquire. You need to be saving. You always need to save money. You always need to save money. It's absolutely important. Having cash in the bank or having cash under your mattress or holding on to cash is not saving money. One, it's not money, so you can't save it as money. And because of that, this is what the economic system wants you to do, because they don't want you to save money. Because when you don't have money, then they can exploit your talents and ability to their overall benefit. So please, you need to save money. Get 1 ounce of silver, but just because you're not familiar with this stuff, we teach classes. We're going to be teaching classes. There's a seminar that's coming up on the 15th and 16th of September here in Dallas, the Legacy Wealth, Management Seminar. I'll be one of the speakers giving the presentation. We also have a precious metals class. If you, everyone definitely should, and you need to take that precious metals class. We'll be doing some more regularly here. And you can sign up for that via Prosperity Mint, and that's info@ProsperityMint. Send an email. Hey, I would like to join the precious metals class. Or you can contact me at my personal email, and that's wolf6pack1@gmail.com. And say, just say, hey, Dave, I'd like to be a part of the precious metals class. And just let me know that you're a Tando Radio Show listener. Very important. Okay? So listen, Prosperity Mint. You need to go to Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email info@ProsperityMint. Say, hey, I'm a Tando Radio Show listener. I want to start to acquire the precious metals, and I want to do it correctly. And then we will take care of you, okay? Definitely, definitely will. All right. With that being said, we're going to jump into today's show. Some of the main topics we're going to jump into, what's in the news. And man, my man Scotty dropped a bomb on me. I'm going to probably cover that one first, and then go into what I had scheduled for the show, because it's just that darn important. And I really, really think it's crazy. And it's funny, it goes right along with today's show. And it's let me just set up today's show for August the 16th, 2018, very special day. A blazing global wealth harvest that will be historical. And, you know, with Scotty, what he told me, this is really, and I didn't even know about it till Scotty told me, and this is a part of that overall blazing global wealth harvest. And it's a good side and a bad side. The side that Scotty has is the benevolent side or the prosperous goodwill side, that, you know, hopefully it will stay that way. But there's also the adverse side that's extremely, extremely important. And man, Scotty hit it out the park when I had no clue. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll jump into that in a minute. Let's get into what's new. First article from express.co.uk. Iran threatens Trump with World War III as it vows solidarity with Turkey over the lira. And we're going to cover that in the second part of the show today. The U.S. has actually attacked Syria's economy, and that is going to have a direct impact on you. And we'll talk about that in a minute after we go through the stuff that Scotty sent. Next article, this one came from Hennesberg Report. I dare you, Erdogan set stage for outright collapse in Turkey with Sunday's speech. Last Sunday's speech, the prime minister of Turkey, celebrity figurehead, prime minister of Turkey, said to the U.S., I dare you to do it, because they know what's going on. And this is going to have major, 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 major effects on everyone. Next article, New York Times. Plunge in lira, Turkey's currency fuels fear of financial contagion. Turkey's currency fell to another record low on Monday, hitting stocks in Europe, Asia, and raising the fears that the country is on the verge of an economic meltdown that could spread to the emerging markets. It's going to spread everywhere. And this is very important. This is going to be part of the second part of the show. I had a lot of articles in regards to this because I wasn't on air and to let you know that this was happening. Next article from SOT.net. Germany's celebrity figurehead economic minister. U.S. can't tell us whom we can do business with. Germany's celebrity figurehead economic minister said the United States is no longer in position to tell Berlin which countries it can do business with, vowing the support of companies doing business with Iran. This is the overall Turkey and Germany will be the first unwinding of NATO. Next article, I got this one from 60 Minutes, last Sunday's broadcast, very, very important, talked about cyber threats, and it was taking the approach from the election. Here's the significant thing in that they disclose so much. And if you haven't had the chance, listen to this whole thing, and then I'll probably play it sometime next week. Very important. One of the key things is that one of the individuals that was on said that when it comes to cyber warfare, and so many, I'm going to just paraphrase what you said. It comes to cyber warfare, in so many words, the U.S. is using Stone Age weapons up against those that are using cyber attack as the preferred method. They have their overall weapons are similar to nuclear weapons. So the U.S. is trying to fight a nuclear war with countries in the cyberspace with Stone Age weapons. And this is what is going to affect you and I and everyone. And this is intentional. Next article goes along with this from RT International. FBI warns of intimate attack on ATM machines worldwide. Bank ATM machines around the world are at risk of an intimate cyber attack, with millions of dollars expected to disappear from accounts, according to confidential alert by the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigations. The warning issued by the FBI to international banks on Friday revealed that cyber criminals are planning a massive malware attack on ATMs across the globe. We will definitely take that into consideration. They said in the next few days doesn't mean, and this was Friday, doesn't mean necessarily what we gauge as the next few days. But I will tell you what I think, and this is going to be the second part of the very important part of the show. Next, from Press TV, U.S. sanctions on Iran, Russia losing effect as dollar falls. Next article from Sputnik News, Erdogan calls lira collapse, currency plot amidst a SWAT with Washington. Next article from Strategic Culture, the death of the U.S. in the U.K. Neo-colonialism. Next article from South China Morning Post. Mattis tries to woo Brazil as China's influence in Latin America grows. Next article from Press TV. U.S. isolated after leaving the Iranian deal. Next article from South China Morning Post. Turkey's ties to China will be economic as NATO and EU shares loyalty. Huge, huge part of it all. Just to be a part. Next article from Press TV. From Nigeria to Iran, nations begin ditching the dollar. You should be doing that as well. Next article from Sputnik News. In Russia's footsteps, Turkey dumps U.S. sovereign debt as political rift deepens. So that's what's in the news, and we're going to jump into today's show. My man, Scotty, in today's show, we're going to do it in two parts. Scotty, just before we went on air.
Hey, Dave, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Before you jump to that, I got another story for you that I saw that's related to, what we discussed on Tando Radio Show. But I also learned that China is grabbing a bigger share of printing other nations' currency.
Yes.
What do you think about that? What does that mean?
That is huge. I actually read that article as well, Scotty. And what it was is that most nations now are going to be moving to China as the overall financial global hub for currency. Why is that important? Because, see, what that is a clue to is that China is going to back their currency by gold. And the other countries are going to want the Chinese to create their currency that is going to be anchored to gold as well. That will give their currency extreme purchasing power. Extreme purchasing power. Meaning this, that the resources that the countries are putting into the market they're getting a fair market value instead of manipulation and debt thuggery from the economic system. That is huge, and that is one of the shifts that everyone is moving away from the U.S. as being the overall international monetary hegemony. They're moving now to where they're going to want China to do it, and then to establish parity and establish equilibrium for the rest of the world, because there's going to be more and more countries that's going to go, and there's going to be major economies that are going to do it. Germany will do it. Switzerland will be a part of it. Britain will be a part of it. The U.S. won't. Israel won't. India, all of the emerging economies are going to be moving to that, and that is the overall trend, and that's the direction of preference. And that means that the quality of life and standard of living that the dollar provides that we use today, one, will actually be diminishing until it will no longer be accepted. And what I mean by be accepted, the U.S. will change its currency because it will be forced to, and that's when it's going to go to a gold-backed currency as well in a midnight emergency session. And that goes along with everything that what Scotty just said about the countries going to China to print their overall currency. That's for the immediate and for the long-term future. And why would you do China? Because they already know what China is going to be doing. They're going to be packing their currency with gold. So now they'll get fair market value, and they'll be able to exchange an asset for an asset instead of giving up their priceless assets for worthless pieces of debt known as the U.S. dollar and all of the currencies that's out right now that aren't backed by any intrinsic assets such as gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium, or anything like that, oil. And that is going to be significant. For a country that doesn't have oil, they still could have economic relevance because they can back their overall currency by the more preferred transferable asset of being the precious metals, silver and gold.
Well, Dave, that very, very important. That kind of leads us into this next story. I got a video. It's 2 minutes and 30 seconds long. Carbon-free fuel. Australian hydrogen car breakthrough could go global. Now, what you just said about, you know, nations moving away from oil. Now, this is the question, man. This is my question. I don't know, because you got so many different products that's made from oil, you know, all different types of products. So I don't think that oil will totally go away. But I think that if, let's say, in 50 to 100 years, the majority of the cars on the road are hydrogen. Is oil and gas oil? Is that what makes oil right now the commodity that it is? And back in the petrol dollar is because cars more than anything else use it. I don't know.
No, Scotty, it's so spot on. Yes, it's because the economy is based off of the infrastructure of using oil as the energy source, because it can be, you know, they set up the model so that can be controlled by them. And oil, see, one of the most important things, I hope you heard what Scotty said. So many products are oil-based. It's not just gas, diesel fuel, and things of that nature. All plastics are oil-based and everything else. So the oil is significant because oil is really the story that they told you about oil being created from fossil, you know, it's a fossil fuel. No, it's a play on words. It's a real play on words. Actually, oil is produced by the earth. Just like your body produces blood, the earth produces oil because it is the overall lifeblood of the living earth, the earth that we live on, the physical earth. That's why they pull it out of the ground. And so this is why so much oil, if you look at everything, like Scotty said, everything that's oil-based, is no way in the world that story that they told, that's a lie of how oil comes into existence, is possible. It has to be, it's abiotic. It has to be created, and the earth creates it so that it could be a living, it's its lifeblood, it's this living force. Just like we use it for energy, it uses it for energy, and it maintains the overall stability of this planet. Meaning, if you take out too much oil in one area, there's seismic activity in that area, meaning the overall earth collapses. Same thing with organs. When they don't have the blood going through them, they collapse. So it's very, very, very important in this, what Scotty's about to play, when it comes to oil, this is going to be huge, because what is happening is now you're able to go from a class zero society into a class one, meaning you are not killing something in order to provide an energy source so that you can sustain yourself and your quality of life, your standard of living. And we just get, hopefully, that this doesn't get manipulated by the overall system It is really important for us as the collective people of this planet to ensure that that overall intrinsic value of this energy source, because it has intrinsic value that can sustain life, doesn't fall into the wrong hands and be used for all of the wrong reasons. Then our quality of life and standard of living could change immensely, totally immensely. And we're going to go over that. So my man Scotty, just yes, everything you said in the oil and gas, I think will still be used, but will be used more sparingly. In the best case scenario, you move away from using oil and gas, especially oil, so that the earth in itself could be healthier, just like a human being. You lose too much blood, you'll die. But if you lose blood, your body will replace it. But if you're not losing blood, now you can work on your body being healthier to get the nutrients and get the energy and get and the overall sustaining force for you to flourish and blossom. This whole, we'll have more trees, we'll have more, so much, just the quality of life is just huge. So listen to this, that what Scotty is going to say. This is, man, this is like one of the most important stories in really when you talk about the changing the system, this is what we should be doing as a species. And not when you walk away from this system, you got to replace it with something else. This is, to me, one of the fundamental things that you have to establish, and that is, it's not free energy. It's just energy. What I mean by it's not free energy, there's a work factor that's in it, but it's minimized. But it's a sustaining energy that does not subjugate and enslave. This is critical. And this is where you have to start. We have to think anew. We have to do things differently. We have to take our energy back from this system and put it in a more productive, sustaining way. This is money. This is money, because this is sustains life. So let's go to that video, Scotty, whenever you're ready. I can't wait. This is the carbon-free fuel. Australia's hydrogen car breakthrough could go global.
Two cars that look like any other, but these have created history. Fueled by hydrogen that's stored and shipped in ammonia, then cracked and purified back into hydrogen.
They're quiet and they emit nothing but water.
The transfer is possible due to this revolutionary metal membrane technology, which took CSIRO scientists 10 years to develop.
It's 100% selective, so we get a pure product, which is exactly what these cars need.
Hydrogen is easy to produce in Australia through renewable energy sources like sunlight and wind. Now scientists have cracked the code on how to export it safely using ammonia. It's been hailed as a groundbreaking missing link in the export chain.
It could potentially rival our current LNG export industry. So as of this year, Australia is the world's biggest natural gas exporter. Hydrogen could be in the same position in a couple of decades.
It's big. It's a game changer. It allows the hydrogen to be transported to markets where there potentially was no opportunity there before.
Toyota and Hyundai have come on board road testing the pure hydrogen supply.
They can fill up in 3 minutes, just like a normal car, and they've got 800 kilometres of range. That's just like driving a normal car, except these cars are zero emission vehicles.
The hydrogen costs a little more than fuel, but powers the car for twice as long.
It's in Asia where the production of these cars is growing at a rapid rate. The South Korean government, for example, has just announced 16,000 new hydrogen-powered vehicles, and it's building over 300 refueling stations, all within 5 years.
An industry lobby group with members like Caltex and Shell agrees carbon-free fuel is the future.
So you will have your petrol, your diesel and your hydrogen fuel all sitting side by side.
CSIRO scientists say Australia's ability to create an unlimited amount of hydrogen could fuel the nation's next export boom.
Australia could certainly be a renewable energy export superpower. There's no doubt about that.
These cars currently sell for between $60,000 and $80,000, but the price is coming down fast. Lexi Hamilton-Smith, ABC News.
We're back, Dave. Dave, are you there? We can't hear you.
Sorry about that, Scotty. Got this new phone. You know how to work it as fast as the other one. Man, that was, I mean, we got to talk about this and the significance of this. And it was a couple of things. That this is a complete game changer, and it really signifies the end of the U.S. dollar in the overall economic prevalence of the world. This technology, in my opinion, probably was out, but they didn't want to bring it out at the wrong time because they knew that they would be getting what? Bombed. They knew that they would actually probably get sabotaged by the U.S. and its cohorts of allies, which are very, very small and few. And now they're bringing this out with plans, and if you listen to them, they have plans from now on, and they're making major investments. Where are they making a major investment? You heard them in South Korea. In South Korea, Japan is definitely going to jump on this, because then now they can mitigate and get rid of their what? Nuclear reactors. See, the U.S. used the nukes to control people by way of bombs and by way of energy. Now you won't need nuclear power anymore. And this is phenomenal. And the census out of South Korea that tells me that the overall severance between South Korea and the U.S. is guaranteed. And there's other things to substantiate and validate that, because South Korea and North Korea will reunify.
I have a question, Dave. Now,
yeah, go ahead.
It's not being developed in South Korea, but they're creating the cars.
The plant.
Asia is leading the way in adopting this technology, you know, in cars. But here's my question, since you brought up nuclear power. So this, like they said in the video, that nothing's going to change in terms of your range, your transportation range with this technology.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get, it's going to be pretty similar. Now, they said it's going to be a little bit more than what they pay for gas, but I imagine as these cars become more prevalent, mm-hmm. that the price is going to come down. Like they said, the price of the cars is going to come down. But on the nuclear end, now they're talking about, you know, powering cars, but can this also, I wonder, be adopted to create electricity?
Yes. Yes. Because the all you need is the power source to turn the turbines to create the electricity. It's, yes. And that, Scotty, is, as you know, the significance of that is now you don't have to change the infrastructure as much now with this new technology. You'll develop it over time to do it, but you will be able to use the hydrogen power to now turbine to create electricity. And what's set up for electricity is already there and already can be used.
Hey,
this
Dave.
This is completely...
Seems like... I've heard of the term hydroelectric power already anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And some of it's used with, I believe, with nuclear reactors. That's how they do it. And now the thing is just the ammonia makes the hydrogen stable. And this is renewable. You know, one of the things, you know, in the military, you know, most people don't know that, you know, in a desperate situation, and you didn't have any water, you can actually take your non-potable urine and make it into potable water. You have to take the ammonia out. You got to take the ammonia out, and there's a process to do that, and it's not hard at all. You use the sun. So all of this technology has been here for a while, but there was something that was preventing this technology from coming to market for the overall marketplace. In my opinion, was the dollar hegemony in the petrodollar. And since that system is dying and losing its overall influence and won't be around, and it's going to, in my opinion, it's going to be a drastic change from it. Drastic. I mean, we're here today, gone tomorrow. And it will be a series of events that may go over a year or two or 3 years, but that's really quick. And this is how you do it. Energy is critical. It's critical in our lives. We are a form of energy, and this hydrogen is important because it's renewable, and it's something that you can renew forever. Now you can start to develop other technologies to create energy by not having to destroy anything. That's a complete paradigm shift. The way you don't have to destroy to create the energy. Now the key is to make sure that the significance of this means, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to work. Quality of life, you with this technology in the right hands, as what Tesla wanted to do, you don't have to have famines anywhere anymore. You don't have to have poverty. You don't have to have war. More importantly, you have those things because you have debt. You don't have to have debt. You don't have to have debt. It's going to get cheaper and cheaper. It's expensive now because it's limited supply. Limited supply. So the overall price of it is going to be extremely high. Limited supply, and there's going to be a large demand for it. Once the supply catches the overall demand, then the overall trade or medium of exchange changes. It gets become cheaper to where in the future it doesn't even have to cost anything.
Hey,
and,
Dave, to
you know,
your
we
point.
We were talking, and Scotty was telling me how the emissions on this is just going to be water. But go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah. It's not going to be that expensive. As she said in the video, it's right now the fuel.
It's
just a little bit more than the petrol. It's just a little bit more than the petrol. So you know, I don't know what gas prices is right now per gallon. So let's just tack on a dollar more right now, okay? For hydrogen,
right. That would be fair, right?
But like you said, as this technology spreads, more of the cars are produced, that price is going to go down because they will have been ramped up their ability to produce this. I'm thinking all kind of stuff, Dave. I'm thinking like right now, like you brought up the urine. Urine turns into ammonia. Okay. So I'm looking at these waste treatment plants being converted to produce this ammonia, to, you know, separate the ammonia from the rest of the waste and what have you, and then that being used for fuel. This is like revolutionary, man.
Yeah, it really is. It's a complete paradigm shift. It's a complete paradigm shift. And yes, Scotty, and now, one of the key things is that it's just a little more expensive than gas now, and it's just starting. Like we said, imagine when it's in full production globally. That means the price points is darn near, is going to be probably only in the penny area, if at that, at the you know, as it really develops and everything, systems and everything is created off that. What will that give people to do? The ability to create other things and other forms of sustainability to where you no longer have to pay for your birthright, because everything you do would be valuable. Our talents and ability, we can move our overall energy from a plantation to a research and development operation. We research and develop things that benefit the overall whole population, the whole species. Then guess what? You have no boss because you're living off of assets. This is why I've always said it's so important that you acquire assets. Then now silver can be used in a more beneficial way. The other element on a periodical table can be used in a very beneficial way, because the energy is the key to it all. Because what you're doing is you're taking what you do naturally, and now what you do naturally to exist can be energized to maintain your life. So you live and you create waste, and now that waste is turned into an asset that gives you ability to live even more. Now you can move to living for centuries. You can become healthier. The planet will become healthier. The planet can have more trees, more water. You get rid of the overall industries that actually kill through the overall toxicity that it puts into the atmosphere and puts into the ground, and overexposes and collapses the economy by actually using the overall energy completely wrong. This is one of the first steps to becoming a society where you don't pay for your birthright. You don't pay for your birthright. Huge. Now, all of this, now, so this creates the overall, just imagine we have plants and everything else, cars and homes and everything that's engine based. Now your engines can actually become more efficient because they won't have velocity breakdown from burning the overall, having a combustive engine. The heat, now the actual engines can work without heat. And then what does that do to the overall engine itself? It gives it a longer shelf life. It runs longer without breakage. There's no friction. There's no friction. This is huge. This is absolutely huge. And it's renewable. So meaning it's infinite. It's not a finite. It's not a matter. You take too much out, you start having major earthquakes all over the place. This is probably the most important thing that we should be ensuring that we protect from the system, to ensure that it never gets into the hands of the wrong influence to control it. We don't need to own it. We need to control it as a species, because the benefit from that is that you no longer will be in a, you know, I was watching the television, and I'm seeing people at this one thing making pledges to this inanimate object, people. And I looked at it and I said, all right, look at this from a known evil element such as the Nazi. And I'm looking at these groups of people. It was a bunch of people. It was thousands of people at an event. And they all stopped. They all made a gesture. They all became quiet. They all stood still. And one lady started to sing. And she was singing the national anthem, and people had their hands over their heart, turned towards the flag. And what was the difference of that? What's the difference between that psychological idolatry in comparison to the Nazis when they had their overall salute with their hand raised and everything else, standing at attention and everything else? There is absolutely none. Absolutely none. They both engage in idol worship. And idol worship is always violently opposed to his opposition. Doesn't matter if you see, it's not that when you look at this so-called patriotic views and having the idol worship, you can't have idol worship without violent defense of that psychology that demented engagement, mental engagement of will. It is no different. But see, they'll tell you, just as they told the Nazis, we're doing this for the betterment of, they gave all the same reasons. Look at how this country imposes its overall will by military force. What is that different from the Nazis? It's absolutely no different at all. Don't tell me that one was benevolent and not. No, if you're ever going to engage and use force as a mean of bullying, that's because you're a thief and you're a killer and you're a liar. And you impose your overall will on others by force. That means that you're a tyrant. You're demented. You're crazy. You're insane. You're demonic. Doesn't matter what the color is. It's all the same. It's all the same. When there should be a loyalty to the overall development of the human species, like this energy source. You don't need to sing about an inanimate object, an idol god. You lose your moral way and your moral high ground doing that. And you'll be so inebriated in it, you won't even realize how demonically devilish you are. You'll make every excuse as to why you do it. It's not justifiable. It's the same. It's what it is. It's evil. And so this energy source is really a solution to all of that. It actually solves pretty much all of the prevailing problems that we have globally. It'll solve hunger. It'll solve poverty. It'll solve conflicts. If, what I mean by that, but some people will choose not to understand that that is going to be a process for that to happen. But see, one of the things is there's a lot of, when people are unable to have a basic standard of living, quality of life, they'll do whatever, they'll become insane to be able to do that, and it actually brings in a form of mental illness. It's because what happens in that is that the overall will to survive supersedes the will to build. They don't have time to build meaningful, sustainable relationships when they're trying to just survive. And when you're trying to survive, you're in a state of mind where everything is at, you do all of the extremities, you do extreme measures as a last resort, because you're down to last resort living. Last resort means lack of resources. This, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, this is what we really should be moving towards and developing and ensuring comes, it becomes a part of our overall prosperity engagement and reenactment. It has to start with an energy source. Because everything that the great creator has given us sustains life. Hydrogen is given, it's a form of money that was given to us to maintain quality of life by the great creator. We cannot let man circumvent that or counterfeit it. It's been done so much before in the past. This has everything to do with health, health of the planet, health of the individuals on the planet, the living species on the planet. This has everything to do with the overall relationships. Now you can start to move to get rid of all of your political serial killers. You won't need bombs. You won't need conflict. You won't need standing armies. If this is what the people decide, that we're not going to do this anymore, then the many will control the few. Is it going to be a challenge in this? Absolutely. The system is not going to want this to come into the marketplace without their control. Because if it does, that means that they're losing traction and position, and they're losing standing. Just like the overall petrodollar is. So I am all for this, and this is something that needs to be controlled by the species, by the human species, and the people have to maintain, because then what happens is that this is the nullifying the knockout punch to subjugation and enslavement. This really is. If you're able to maintain your have a quality of life and standard of living because of an engagement with the energy source that you don't have to pay for, now all of your talents and abilities can be actually unilaterally shared with everyone, and on as far as in a macro engagement, your whole life changes and your prosperity and legacy changes. So very, very, very important. We got a caller out of North Carolina. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name and what is your question or comment?
Hello, Dave. Hello, Scott. My name is Mike. How y'all doing, man?
Yes, sir.
It was a hard time for me catching your show at 10 o'clock. I mean, in the evening time, when you was in the evening on Tuesday. And I'm so thankful and happy and blessed that you're going to be on at 11 o'clock. So I just want to first off let y'all know that I appreciate that and the program that y'all provide for.
Brother Mike.
No problem.
Go ahead, bro. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on this hydrogen situation. You know what I mean? When I heard you start breaking it down, the first thing that popped into my mind was religion. You know?
Yes.
Because religion to hijack anything. You know what I'm saying? And use it for whatever. Is this a source of God trying to re-engage us with some more positivity? You know what I mean? Do you follow what I'm trying to say? I ain't got the right words to say, but is this God trying to give us one more chance? You know what I mean? Because he done gave us so many through the history. You know what I'm saying? Is this God giving humanity another chance to save itself before he really releases his wrath?
You know, bro, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because man, I'm gonna tell you, bro. I didn't even look at it that way, but it has to be looked at it that way, in my opinion, because the great creator has given us everything that we need to live by, in a form of living that will be dictated by us. There's the water, there's the oil, there's the trees, there's the fruit that comes from the trees living in a clean environment. There's this, there's that. All of those things man has never, ever produced. Man has never created money. Man has only created currency, a counterfeit of money. The great creator has always created money. This is another form of money that has been created that we can use. I'm pretty sure other living entities on other planets and other universes and other solar systems that are extremely benevolent They don't use energy by way of killing anything. They don't need to do that. This is how they've moved into being from a class zero society. A class zero society, and what this brother was talking about just now, a class zero society has to kill for energy. A class one society no longer has to kill for energy. A class two society is able to use the overall energy from the universe, not just from where they reside. Now they become what? Inner universal travelers.
Intergalactic. Dave.
Intergalactic. Thank you, Scott.
Dave, to his point on religion. And like you said, if this is allowed to spread globally, because we know it's some greedy people out there who have cornered
right.
the petrol market, and they believe strongly in the religion of capitalism. And capitalism
right.
has always, especially here in the United States, Thomas Jefferson said his capital increases every time an enslaved African is born on his plantation. Capitalism
yes.
exploits. That's why there's so much propaganda against the other forms of government, like communism or socialism. And I don't know enough about those systems to even give you an informed comment, but I do know capitalism has not been good for us here, you know. And so the religion of capitalism could,
yes,
I expect, to try to keep this from spreading globally. But I don't think they can stop it, though, because as you've always reported on, you got the BRICS nation arising, all these other alliances that's not connecting themselves or getting entangled with the United States, the World Bank, the IMF, and all of that. So I don't think that they could stop it. And one last point, though. This technology could have been out. All the energy
right.
and resources they poured into creating a hydrogen bomb, they could have been creating hydrogen-powered machinery.
Yep. Man, Scotty, so well said, and you took the words out of for the last part, but the whole thing, and I hope you really listened to this, the breakdown. Mike's question was so relevant. The great creator has given us every opportunity to prosper. It's ours to choose to do it. Every opportunity to create sustainability instead of creating subjugation. And what Scotty said, the capitalism is the religion. That's what, in my opinion, Mike was talking about, and what Scotty articulated to the T. Nazism was not a political organization. It was a cult. The religion of idolatry with institutions is a form of religion. Religion means formal ritual practice. It has nothing to do with anything other than that. That's the base of it. Some people use that and then they create what they consider spirituality from that, but still, when you come to spirituality, there is no religion in it. That is who you are anyhow. It's your overall communications. It's how you communicate is critical. So the overall religion of idolatry is one of those religions that will come to steal, sift, destroy, and deceive. There are many religions. It's not just what we've been told a religion is.
Being a
U.S. citizen is a form of religion. Capitalism, like Scotty said, is a religious practice. Very, very, very relevant. Very, very important that we engage these truths.
But Dave, you also, and you've used the term celebrity figureheads. Celebrity is a metaphor for idol. Remember back in the early
yes.
days of Hollywood,
yes.
we had teen idols and what have you. And this is idolatry. You know, I recognize this from my spiritual being. and from the spiritual practices that I study. And I even asked the question not long ago if the black community is plagued by idolatry. But when you look at this system, it like Trump's an idol for many. All the President Obama, an idol, celebrity figurehead, idol. And it's not really so much based on, people aren't so much moved by policies, but by personalities, idols.
Boy, Scotty, let me tell you, the truth doesn't need us. We need the truth. And this brother just spoke the truth. It's so true, and it's so ingrained and so deep. My man Mike jumped back in. So, Mike, I would say yes, absolutely. This is another opportunity for us to be the overall true creating image of the great creator instead of being a religious practice form of control and subjugation. Another opportunity, yes.
The ancient Egyptians were studying water and what they can use it for also. So this ain't new. You know what I mean? This ain't a discovery.
No.
It's a dissemination of what we already been provided with. But when you was talking about the ideology or the what you were calling it, the what was the I word you was using?
Idolatry.
Idolatry. Mm-hmm. The idolatry that we suffer from, you know, you can die. You know, you can be put to death, sentenced to death on the spot with no judge, jury, court needed for not being an American. You know what I'm saying? So
yes, sir.
So their viewpoint and the way they see things, not the way they see things, the way they No, because the way they see things and the way they perpetuate things is too different. Me and you both can sit here and watch this police video. All of them together say, oh, that's sad, that's bad, he killed that man. You know what I mean? He ain't had to kill that man. And they'll still go and tell you, you know what I'm saying, ain't no justice to be found here. You know what I mean? So what they see what they perpetrate is two different things. And what they perpetuate and perpetrate around this earth is, look, y'all is bringing up some real, real, real sensitive things here. You're talking about, not only are you talking about taking away what it means to be an American, that means that we're dominant over the rest of the world if you don't know what an American means. You know what I'm saying? If you're not taking that viewpoint, and if you're not helping us perpetrate that by either being a slave or producing us a slave, because, you know, if one or two of your kids going to mess up, and we're going to get them. So if you're not helping us with our system, and you coming up with stuff like this hydrant that threatens our system, what happened to Gaddafi? When he just spoke about D-Nar, what happened to him? You know, what happened to D-Nar when he told Iran, hey, man, I don't know why y'all tripping. We all the same people. You know what I'm saying? We need to get these people that drew these lines that said this is Iraq and this is Syria and this is Iraq. They don't know nothing about our tribes.
Right.
These Europeans came down here and gave us these lines and stuff. Hey, I ain't going to keep going because I keep going. But, hey, wait till all of this colonialism comes down. And, yes, it's built upon the religion of capitalism. Man, that's a powerful thing. Because that is their religion.
Right. That is their God. That's their God that we entrust in. Hey, hold on, Mike. We got to take a station break, man, real quick. Listen, everyone, you're listening to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Hold on, Mike. We'll be right back. Give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. You're listening to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. My man, I want Mike to finish up what he was saying, because Station Break had called in. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, I would just, my worry was, if you remember early in Trump's, when they was first putting him in office or whatever, and he was taking calls from world leaders, he got into it with Australia's leader. You know what I mean?
Yep, he sure did. Yep.
And they was doing it under the guise of, well, we don't like them anyway because we're pro-gun, and Australia is no longer pro-gun, even if the conservatives are anti-gun in Australia or whatnot. And I was thinking, why would Australia take the guns, and now you're talking about the hydrogen? Hey, you think that these people are from Europe too, the Australians. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they are invested into the system that they're perpetrating now. You know what I mean?
So mm-hmm. You're absolutely right, Mike.
Why wouldn't that be the perfect place to roll something like this out? You know what I'm saying?
Why wouldn't it be? And you know what, man? And one of the keys is that Australia was developing ties with China that the pressure from the U.S. was, because if they lose that overall waterway, you lose the whole gateway of the South Sea of China.
Hey, Dave, you know.
And that's huge. Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
If China get a hold of this technology, it will go global. Whether they purchase it or they obtain it through corporate This will go global. But it was something else. Oh, yeah. Now, again, capitalism versus socialism. Now, when I first read this article, I read some other articles, you know, because I wanted to be informed as possible. This technology was created by the Australian government, a scientific agency, let's just say similar to NASA here in the United States. So most people would say that's socialism, or that's communism, because here is the government, here is a federal government investing in technology, when we always hear from the talking heads here in America, it's always the private business that drives innovation and whatnot. And that's why we got a, so just like Trump is outsourcing the so-called Space Force. They give these contracts to these military, to the military industrial complex, these privately held corporations, give them the U.S. tax dollars instead of doing the government doing it itself. It's the same thing with the currency. Prior to the Federal Reserve, you were printing your own currency. Why you need these private bankers? what I'm saying?
Right. You had your own medium of exchange. You had your own bartering system. Exactly.
So I just wanted to make it known that the government, not a private company in Australia, but the government of Australia came up with this technology.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that Scotty brought this up. He said the Space Force. One of the things that the Space Force is going to be used for is that they're going to be going to the moon. And one of the things that's very, very important about the moon is the hydrogen and silver on the moon. Those elements are critical for energy sustainability. And
but Dave, you don't need hydrogen from the moon. I probably can produce you a gallon of hydrogen every day if I just collect my urine.
Right. It's in our waste. You're absolutely right. It's absolutely right. But one of the things that they were saying in developing going to the moon was that they were going for hydrogen. That wasn't the only thing that they were, because Scotty, you're absolutely right. The Earth, it's sustainably through the overall waste. You know, just like carbon, carbon dioxide. They say that they want to, whenever they say they want to get rid of CO2 emissions, that means that they want you to stop breathing, because you take in oxygen and you release CO2.
So if they're talking about getting rid of CO2 emissions, do you know what that really means? That means that the trees you ain't breathing to give the trees sustainability, and the trees ain't releasing what you need for your sustainability. That's complete control of depopulation. And we don't connect these things. They said they were going to a Indian company said that they were going to the moon for a variant of hydrogen that is plentiful there. And it was a variant of it that was significant. But see, this is all the resources that's being there. And this is how what Scotty was saying is that now they're giving out these contracts. We're giving out these defense contracts for that, because this is the way everything is going to be going, and is critical. And this ain't, as Mike said and as Scotty said, this stuff ain't new. Hydrogen technology has been here for a very sustainable energy has been here even before Tesla. Way it's been here for millions of years. Just that the system of subjugation, their overall objective was to get rid of that and make us dependent on what they produce. Enslavement. And this is under the right hands. One of the most important things that we should be creating and ensuring for our sustainability. Very, very important. So this story, we're going to have to keep up on this one because it's significant. Real quick, I want to jump to the last part of the show and then take some calls. Listen, let me give you a short brief, but it was just what Scotty had posted was just too much, too important. We're going to have to do, some multiple shows on this and how this works, to track it and everything, because this has to get out. This is what we need. This is how we can think anew. This is how we don't have to play by their rules. This is how we can, once we break away and we refuse to participate in this system, we have to have something else to replace it that is going to be beneficial to it all. We need to go back to the ecosystem. This is the eco-economy, not man's financial economy of control and subjugation. Unnatural. Unnatural brings an unnatural living style, which is not healthy in any form or fashion, because everything is what? Counterfeit and fake. It's imitation milk. It ain't real milk. It's imitation gold. It ain't real gold. It's imitation water. It ain't real water. It's imitation food. It won't sustain you. It will drive you to illness, disease. So this is so significant. And I'm so glad that this is going to be, and it really speaks volumes to the overall untied states of America and the purging of the U.S., which is happening globally. Want to touch on these points real quick, and we'll probably carry more of it onto Financial Friday tomorrow. Just want to bring you up to date. The U.S. is destabilizing Venezuela's economy, and they started destabilizing 1 week ago Turkey's economy. Turkey is a NATO nation, and they've been having problems with them for a while, because they seem to not want to play ball, because there is a paradigm shift within the overall global community. And we have to make sure that the overall shift is a shift that is going to be to our benefit and not to the same old usual suspects' benefit. So Turkey has been targeted by the celebrity figurehead Trump administration to destabilize and collapse the Turkish economy. Why? Here's why. In April, Turkey, and we covered this here on Tando Radio Show, Turkey repatriated their gold from the U.S. Whenever you take your gold from the U.S., whenever you take your money from the U.S., they can't survive. So what do? Now they have to violently engage you. Venezuela took back their gold, repatriated their gold, their economy was attacked. You can see where they are right now. They actually had to give up their gold. Gaddafi, as Mike said, Gaddafi, the only thing with Gaddafi is that he just, the rest of the world wasn't committed for whatever reasons, because they weren't ready or whatever it was. I just hated that Gaddafi didn't get to see what the overall was going to happen with the gold dinar that will be enacted. When Gaddafi was repatriating or not, was wanting to actually repatriate energy and resource and assets back to the continent of Africa by way of using a gold dinar that became the public enemy number one, until finally they said, we had enough with Gaddafi, from trying to do with the Hunt brothers cornering the silver market in the 80s to now, he's continued all the way to now. Now it's time to get rid of him. And took the gold from Libya and sent it to Venezuela, collapsed Venezuela's economy, and then had them sell the gold back in. Same thing is going to happen with Turkey. But here's where I think the difference is that Turkey is going to get support from China, going to get support from Russia, going to get support from the BRIC nations. This is why Turkey was at the overall BRIC conference, the annual BRIC conference, and they had applied to become a member because they knew what was going to be happening before. And this is all because of a so-called priest that they took into custody a while ago, but that's not the reason why. Is once they repatriated their gold, they used that as the excuse. So now they're attacking the overall lira, the Turkish lira. And they're telling their citizens and everyone to dump the U.S. dollar and use gold. So this is why they're attacking that. But here's what happened. And we're going to cover this tomorrow as well in part two, because we really need to take a look at this and what this means. The breakdown of relationships. NATO is being broke down. Germany, Turkey are the high profile countries that are going to be leaving NATO. But it's pretty much every EU country wants to leave NATO. What do they want to do? They want to engage in overall trade that is absent of the dollar hegemony. They don't want to pay a middleman no more and still get nothing in return for it. They lose on all aspects, and I mean in all perspectives in dealing with this middleman. So they're all collectively coming together to disengage that relationship. Now here's what happened. As they started to collapse the overall economy of Turkey, Turkey says, we know who's doing this. We dare you. We know it's the Americans. They've done it before in the past. Same old dirty tricks. But there will be a response. We will do plan B and C. And they're engaging in relationships. Iran said they will back Turkey. Why is that significant? Here's the significance. Which one? Do you all remember there was a U.S. military drone that was landed by Iran? They didn't shoot it down. They didn't crash it. They landed it. You know, I was, where was I? Was some of the family was watching. They was watching TV, and it was something on Fast and Furious. And I saw a part on Fast and Furious, and I bust out laughing. I thought about my man Roz and some of the shows that we've done before, and I thought about you all here at Tando. And in this Fast and Furious, well, I don't know which one of us, I don't follow that stuff, but it was one with the Arctic one, and one of the dudes that was their buddy had started doing some other stuff. I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I could tell. I knew some of the Vin Diesel or whatever his name is. And then it had the rock was there. And so they were in New York. And what they did was they hacked over 1,000 cars. And people were driving on one side of the street. The car all of a sudden put itself in reverse and started driving back. It took control. The cars took control of themselves. And there was one taxi car hit the car. So he opened the door and jumped out because he saw all the cars doing that. And they hacked and used all of these cars to be able to encompass or surround this one dignitary's convoy to steal his nuclear launch code. And you say, Dave, why are you saying that? Because that technology is available and exists now. It's been around for a while. We did shows on that. So I actually saw that. But here's what it is that Iran was able to take the overall drone flight. I think it was a Predator drone, huge Predator drone. They were able to take over the overall flight commands of that overall vehicle and land it with all of its content. It's security down codes, its secret down codes, and everything else. And they took that and was able to land it. And then there was a 60-minute show last Sunday had to do with the Russian hacking. And as I said before, you need to check that out because one of the commentaries was that the U.S. is using Stone Age weapons against nuclear weapons when it comes to cyber world, meaning that they are helpless. And I say that as intentional. So Turkey and Iran have aligned themselves. What is Iran? What is their... You know what? In today's world, you don't need to have a hydrogen, a nuclear device, physical weapon. Today's weaponry and warfare is even more deadlier than any nuclear detonation from a weaponized nuclear transaction. Weaponized vehicle by way of a vehicle of a missile, an ICBM, or a bomb, or a plant, a nuclear plant such as Fukushima. The overall superior weaponry to nuclear nuclear weapons is cyber. Because you can effectively annihilate millions and millions of people in a short period of time without any infrastructure damage. Any infrastructure damage. Think about it. The water can be turned off. The lights can be turned off. The overall power grid can be taken down. That would destabilize folks to where they can't fight. They can't appropriately respond because the overall ill effect and the attack is immediate. No gas, no food. All the food you have spoiled. That's those that are perishable food sources. It wreaks havoc. And it's completely effective. So Iran has shown its capabilities to take a stealth drone or a drone, a secure one of some of the most secure drones in the theater of combat, and then take that drone. It takes off from a U.S. airbase under U.S. controls with a U.S. mission or objective. And that overall objective is turned and changed. And the U.S. no longer has control over that overall drone. They control it, and it comes and lands where they tell it to land with all of its cargo. They'll be able to also take the drones and turn them around and then attack where they came from. Iran has that capability, and they've shown that capability. And do you think that Turkey is not going to use that as a trump card? No pun intended. Absolutely. And how is it going to be done? Well, as the 60 Minutes article said, we'll take a look at some more articles tomorrow as well. As 60 Minutes said, Stone Age versus nuclear. Once it started, they couldn't stop it. Let me see real quick. If I... No, I don't. Let me go into. So now there's an article from express.co.uk. Iran threatens a celebrity figurehead Trump with World War III as vows solidarity with Turkey over lira. So what is Turkey's and Iran's capability? I would say is going to be in the cyberspace. And it's going to be very significant. And there's an article that we need to take a look at. We're going to take a look at it after the commercial break. For 15 minutes, we'll take a look at this. But there's an article. FBI warns of imminent hack attack on ATM machines worldwide. I would say and tell you, that would be the perfect plausible deniability opportunity, because the appropriate boogeyman has already been established, as they've been established before in the past, to attack you and to get you to form idol worship and to engage in overall criminal warfare of the sociopaths, sociopathic warfare that is being actually orchestrated by psychopaths. And because we're so caught up in this false religion or malevolent religion, we don't even see the evil in which we purvey. And I'm not saying you as an individual, I'm saying collectively as a species, how these tricks of deception gets us to do the devil's work. We gotta not take the deal anymore. We gotta go back to every word that proceeds from the great creator's mouth, and not live on bread alone. Because when you live on bread alone, you become malnutrition will come in. You become malnourished. You become famine. You become disease ridden. You become sociopathic. You become a citizen. And not being a creator. Look what the overall definition of a citizen is. It's a subjugate of a state. Great Creator never made you that way. But we've decided to accept that as being perfect and preferred, and we uphold it in our actions. As my man Mike said, so many words, he was saying that their overall deeds don't line up with their creed. And I would say that their creed and deeds are extremely evilly based and demonically based, and we need to walk away from that. So listen, we got to get ready to go to our commercial break. When we come back, we want to take a look at this RT International. And then if there's any questions or comments by you all, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Just want to say thank you all for listening to today's show. Our new hours are going to be 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 Central Standard, 8 Pacific Standard, and we will be doing the show from there, because I, you know, it just works a little better for me. Sometimes we'll do a 2-hour show. Sometimes it'll be an hour show. But depending on the overall engagement and some of the things I got to do, and because of a lot of things that's going on, things have definitely changed. And we'll talk about tomorrow's show will actually be how to protect yourself from this financially and put ourselves in position, because we definitely need to get to that overall changing the paradigm. And the changing the paradigm definitely needs a part of that needs to be a very significant fundamental part of that needs to be the overall hydrogen-based economy with other sustainable energy sources that does not require the overall killing of anything. We need to get to be a class one society. We are a class zero society because we kill, subjugate. And when I say kill, I do mean that every form of enslavement is a murder. It's murder. It's murder and suicide. It is suicidal murder by those that perpetrate it because they choose to do it. Because you can't engage in subjugation and enslavement without enslaving yourself as well. They just don't see that they are. And there is no refuge or immunity from that low frequency energy that's created. It consumes and destroys you as well. So check out this article. This is from RT, Russia Today, from the other day. FBI warns of an imminent hack attack on ATM machines worldwide. Go to this real quickly. Give our commentary and then take your calls before we get out of here. Bank ATMs around the world are at risk of an imminent cyber attack, with millions of dollars expected to disappear from accounts, according to a confidential alert by the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigations. The warning issued by the celebrity figurehead organization known as the FBI to international banks on Friday revealed that cyber criminals are planning a massive malware attack on ATMs across the globe in the next few days. The FBI obtains unspecific reports indicating cyber or criminals are planning to conduct a global automatic teller machines cash out scheme in coming days, like associated with an unknown card user's breach and commonly referred as unlimited operation. The report obtained by the cybersecurity expert reads, the analysis warned global lenders of highly choreographed global fraud schemes known as an ATM cash out. The criminals are reportedly planning to hack a bank or payment card processor and use clone cards to cash machines around the world to withdraw millions of dollars in a few hours. The similar fraud operation was carried out in 2009. Yes, it was. I remember it. Where around 9 million was cleaned out from cash machines worldwide. That was the dry run, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. According to the report, small to mid-sized banks that weren't upgrading their equipment and software to the latest security systems are at high risk. Historically compromised have included small to medium-sized financial institutions, likely due to less robust implementations of cybersecurity controls, budgets, or third-party vendors' vulnerability, the statement reads. The FBI experts of this activity is continuing and possible increase in the near future. And I would just say this, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, this is not going to be an ATM. This is going to be the banks itself. And it's probably going to happen somewhere in the near future in quarter one for the overall governmental fiscal year being starting in October. There's always a high likelihood of things happening in September. They like to do things in September. In my opinion, this has nothing to do with ATM, but it's going to be the banks themselves.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Whenever I hear the acronyms FBI, CIA, NSA, any of the Western intelligence agencies, MI6, I would even say Mossad, I question everything. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, Dave, I've said before, I'm a skeptical person by nature, and I don't use the word false flag lightly. But how we know they ain't setting us up for a false flag and that
exactly
the intelligence agency
exactly
is about to do this? To blame it on somebody
exactly
else
it.
To then to attack somebody else.
There it is. History tells us that that has happened all the time in creating wars, and it's going to happen this time too. Scotty is exactly right. It ain't just going to be ATMs, it's going to be banks, and then they got the perfect boogeyman to blame it on. It's the country of Turkey and Iran now. And it is going to, in my opinion, to probably happen on a Thursday afternoon, early evening, and will start to take legs and form on Friday. And then what you'll start to hear is that you'll hear that there's some small country in South America or in Central America or in North America or in Europe or on the continent, some ATMs have been compromised and went into the bank, or went into the bank and then went into the ATM, doesn't matter, then went into the credit card this year. It's a small isolated incident. Nothing is going, they're taking care of it. When you hear that, and then it'll go to, hey, some of the major banks have decided, just as a precaution, to shut down their overall websites and internets, and they're telling their employees, do not send emails, suspicious emails and everything else. Remember the WannaCry system? That was the dry run for what I believe that this could be used as the false flag, or will be used as not a false flag, is just an operation to blame someone else in order to start the wars, because all wars have to start by overall it has to be instigated by the one that has the most to gain or the one that has the most to lose. And in this case, it's going to be the one that has everything to lose. And when they do that, you'll hear that, and then all of a sudden it's contained, but just some of the major banks have decided, it's probably going to be one major bank decided to be cautious about it, but they're overall, they'll reassure everyone. They'll say, oh, everything is fine, don't worry about it. Our security, no one could happen. It's the normalcy bias, everything, this is the great, nothing ever happened here. We're too sophisticated, and we have all of everything else. But see, when it comes to cyberspace, you're talking about Stone Age weapons versus nuclear weapons.
Hey, Dave, I have...
And then how you know the banks won't do it themselves, to themselves. Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
I have another thought. Now, let's take it at face value and say Iran, China, whatever, did do this, right? It's not like the intended targets, the banking system, is innocent. They're waging economic war against Iran right now. They're waging economic war against China right now. They're waging economic war against Venezuela right now through the petrodollar. They're waging all. They're just waging war all over the planet. So it's not like they're innocent. So people do have, you know, there are justifications for people to attack them. So I'm just looking at both sides of the coin.
Man, well said, my man. Exactly, Scotty. And that is spot on. Either way, here's what's going to happen. The everyday person is the one that's going to be the one that gets attacked. And I can see it going that way. And what Scotty said is definitely, definitely the case. All of it. This is why the overall likelihood of this happening is so high, is almost guaranteed. And I say that it will be the preferred method, and it will be used. We just don't know when. Do I see it happening in September? I absolutely do. And happening, you know, in the first quarter, the business fourth quarter, the governmental first quarter, absolutely, it's going to happen. It's kind of like everyone knew that the World Trade Center was going to ultimately get a real, real formidable attack. So is the banking system is going to have go through a real, real economic cyber crisis that's going to turn into a catastrophe. The thing is, we just don't know when, but I want to give you some of the clues to look for to know that it is happening. So how much time we got? Okay, so it will be, and it will start off small, and then it will. You'll have announcements, then you'll hear one major bank or a couple of other major or some countries. Then you'll start to hear about some countries having some problems and everything else. Now, once that happens, as soon as any bank that's a chartered bank within the overall central banking system, once it's hit, then all of them are now hit, because one, you won't know if that, whose benefit is it to swipe all the accounts. Who benefits from it? The bank loses absolutely nothing. Germany is being under economic attack by the U.S. They have the overall suspects are huge, but the number one suspect is the one that would be crying something happened to us. So now, it is, you'll hear that there's some small banking problem. You hear it on Friday, and then they said some of the banks said that some of the major banks have taken the approach. One major bank has said take the approach. Some of our smaller places, we found some problems. We caught it, but we want to shut everything down. So there won't be any banking, online banking this weekend. And then and that Friday, as the day goes, they're going to say it was a little bit more. And so all of the banks will say, hey, just as a precaution, we're shutting everything down, but our system is good. Everything will be fine. We're going to shut down online banking for the weekend. And then next thing you're going to hear, they shut down ATMs. And then all of a sudden, they said, just to be sure of things, we just shut the banks down and we'll open up on Monday. When you start to hear, by that time, it's already too late. They've just locked you out the account. And believe me, just like in Cyprus, because this is what they did in Cyprus. They told them it's just going to be a day thing, and then we're just going to, just as a precaution, we're going to shut things down for the weekend. And they never opened the banks up for almost a year later. They're going to do that exact same thing here, but it's going to be a global thing. It's going to be a global crisis that's going to lead to a pending physical war, cyber and physical. And the thing is, they're going to lock everyone out their accounts. And they're locking out their accounts is not just being able to go to the ATM to get cash out or go to the bank out. Your credit card, debit card, your digital currencies will not be used, will not be able to be used. The cryptocurrency platforms, some of the major ones will say, because of this, everything, we shut everything down. Then basically what happens, they're going to shut the internet down, and it's going to spiral into a global confrontation from there. This is why the celebrity figurehead selection period that was so-called hacked and compromised, this is why that was put into place, so that they can put in your mind that this is happening. And what do you hear always? That it's a national security issue, national security, national security. What did you read? There's also different executive orders. There's SJ, I can't remember, I have it for tomorrow, where the overall celebrity figurehead Trump can declare military engagement at any level or any source at any time without consulting Congress. Military engagement is an act of war. It's all being set up. And they're telling you these things. You definitely have to be on guard and ready for this, because it is going to happen. And in tomorrow's show, we're going to talk about it more elaborately and what you should be doing. Very, very important. Critical, because it's setting everything up. All the world is a stage. Turkey and Iran and everything, all of this is the stage to set up the acts that they want you to follow and to idolatrize and to become fanatics of, fans of. That's because as a fan, you're a willing participant with lunacy as a decision maker. Fans do the dumbest things to show their loyalty to their idol. It is all purposeful. It's all designed. It's all created to get you to be in a position of disadvantage and to be subjugated, not for you to invoke prosperity. So, let me see. Okay, my man Scotty, I saw that he jumped in. So, If you'd like to get in on the conversation before we get out of here, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. The lines is open. Were you aware of this? Should this? Yes, this is going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. They tell you before they do things. When are they going to do it? It's really not important. It's just a matter of knowing that I need to protect myself from this, because this will completely... How would this affect you? Should be the number one answer. Question, excuse me, number one question. And then the answer to that should be to motivate your response to it. How would the bank's closing in a Cyprus, but even worse situation, I'll tell you what I think that is. How would that affect you? Your ATM card doesn't work, or any card that you have doesn't work. Your overall digital financing does not work. How would that hurt you? Your digital financing is pretty much everything. Even the cash that you hold physically is subject to digital exposure. Because I don't know if you don't know, but most supermarkets, you can't buy anything because they don't have the old cash registers. If the internet don't come on, the power don't come on, they can't operate. It's all digital. The moving of goods is digital. It's not manual. Very, very important. So I just want to say thank you all for being a part of today's show, our first daytime show. We're now on from 11 Eastern Standard Time, 10 Central, 8 Pacific Standard Time. And looking forward to developing that with you all. Number has not changed. Tomorrow's show, we'll look at this more in depth, and then definitely what you need to do on Financial Friday. We'll look at what you need to do and the urgency of it. This is definitely going to happen. When, it doesn't matter for me when. It's just a matter of, am I prepared for it as much as I possibly can today and yesterday and tomorrow? And the answer for you can be yes. And it doesn't, not something that you know she should have a fear of, but please do not allow I'm not going to be scared for you to be naive to normalcy bias. See, everything is cool because right now everything is working. It won't be cool when it don't work, and once it don't work, that window is closed, absolutely closed. Your options become drastically cut, and this is where the insane reaction to things start to take over. The lunacy is enacted. So much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Until then, we'll talk to you soon. Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.